Das Chazar ist sicher nicht, aber ich habe geschlagen, wenn man Yehuda mir sagt, dass Sukkah darf auf Beis. Sagt die Mishnah, a Sukkah, that is Miduv Leles, and whose shade is more than its sun, is kosher. A Sukkah whose chach is very thick like a house, even if you can't see the stars through it, it's also kosher. Frech the Gemara, what does Miduv Leles mean? So Rav said, it means that there's a very thin layer of chach with spaces in between them, but no space is three tefachim wide. Shmuel said it refers to a two-layer schach where the spaces left in the lower level have schach in the corresponding spot in the schach of the upper level. Mar explains, the Rav says that the first part of our Mishnah refers to one case, a sukkah with a thin layer of schach, is kosher if its shade is more than its sun. That's how the whole beginning of the Mishnah is all one case. Shmuel said that this part of the Mishnah is referring to two cases. A sukkah which has two layers of schach, where the spaces of each layer correspond to schach on the other layer, is kosher. A second case also, a sukkah whose shade is more than its sun, is kosher as well. Abaye said, according to Shmuel, the two layers of schach combine to make a valid sukkah only if there's less than three tefachim between the two layers. Rava said, three tefachim of space between the two is only a problem when the pieces of sections of schach on the upper level are less than a tefach wide. However, if they're a tefach wide, even if there's more than three tefachim of space between the two levels, the sukkah will be kosher because we say chavoit rami, meaning we view the upper level as if it falls into the empty space below. Rava said, we see this tefach qualification regarding tumah in a house where there are two levels, and the boards of the upper roof correspond to the spaces in the lower roof. Abraisa explains that if the boards and the spaces are a tefach, then we say chavoit, and the entire house is considered to be under one roof. If it's not a tefach, we would not say chavoit. Ravashi, yes, we find a braisa that says, if there are two kairos next to each other horizontally but at different height levels, we view them as if they are together, and if together they meet the minimum requirements for a kairos, it's a kosher a kairos. Now the Bryce is discussing where each kairos is less than a tefach, and still the Bryce seems to say that we say chavoit. Rav Kahana answered, the Bryce may be talking about where there's less than three tefachim of space between the two kairos, which is why we don't need them to be a tefach wide. However, if there was more than three tefachim of space, we would only say chavoit if the kairos was a tefach wide. Mishnah said, "V'she'atzilasa merubim mechamasa k'sheira." This Mishnah suggests that if there's an equal amount of shade and sun, the sukkah would be puzzled. However, the first Mishnah of the Masechet suggests that if they're equal, it would be kosher. Mar says both Mishnayos mean that if there's more sun than shade at the ground level of the sukkah, it'll be possible. But an equal amount at the ground level will be kosher. Our mission is discussing at the schach level. If it's equal at the level of the schach, by automatically it will be more sun than shade at the ground level, and that's why it will be possible. The first Mishnah is discussing at the ground level. If it's equal at the sun and shade at the ground level, it means that there's more shade than sun at the schach level, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Mishnah said, Me'uba kimin bayis, Zaktumara, Braisa says, if the schach is so thick that the stars cannot be seen through it, the sukkah is still kosher. If it's so thick that even the rays of the sun cannot be seen through it, Beisham may say that sukkah would be possible, and Beis Hillel say it would be kosher.